Network news executives are facing a tough call of their own, how to cover the execution of Saddam. Explicit footage is likely to be available to the networks, and if so, it will quickly be available online as well. NPR's David Folkenflik has the story.
Saddam Hussein is an unusually familiar dictator for American viewers. The U.S. has led two wars against him, and he's been interviewed by CBS and CNN several times over the years. When U.S. forces took Baghdad, they created a powerful symbol for television viewers by toppling his statue.
I wonder what Dominique de Villepin and Jacques Chirac are saying if they're watching right now.
And then U.S. troops found his spider hole hideout.
Cheers erupted in Baghdad as U.S. officials showed proof that Saddam Hussein had been captured.
After Saddam's capture, his dental exam was videotaped and shown on American networks. His trial was televised, including his repeated outbursts. And now his death is about to be chronicled. Sam Roberts says the networks and television news channels now face a stark question.
Do you want to run the picture of him dropping down and watching the rope tighten around his neck, hearing his neck snap?
Roberts is the former foreign editor for CBS News.
I think that's beyond what most people would say is being in good taste. I know I wouldn't put that on the air.
Iraqi authorities have announced they intend to videotape his hanging, which is imminent. Executives at the networks have been anticipating and somewhat dreading this moment for weeks. Phil Alonji is the executive producer for NBC News Specials. He says the network is waiting to see what, if any, images or videotape are released from the execution.
Editorially, you have to have a reason to include this in a broadcast. If indeed we feel that it is needed to verify that Saddam Hussein has been executed, we will decide what could be tasteful, and we will use discretion because the last thing we would want to do is offend any of our viewers and upset them.
But a former executive at NBC's Rivals says it's hard to get right.
Well, you hate this decision right at the very beginning because you know whatever you do, you're going to offend a lot of different people.
Tom Battag is the former executive producer of ABC News' Nightline and the CBS Evening News, and he's now with the Discovery Channel.
The general rule that you always use is that you do not show identifiable dead bodies. You definitely do not show people being killed. It becomes a snuff film, and so you start off with that's kind of the absolute rule.
Battag says it's easy to rule out using it on any evening newscasts, but the knowledge that any video footage would be instantly posted on various websites may make it tough for television channels to resist.
If a cable news network says at 10 o'clock we're going to show the whole thing, there will be a huge audience for that. There will be lots of people who are offended, who complain about it, but there's a huge incentive to bring people to the set.
Still pictures of deposed Romanian dictator Nicolae Ceaușescu were shown after he was shot, but there was no video footage. NBC's Alonji recalls NBC handled it similarly when Saddam Hussein's sons died.
We warned our viewers ahead of time that there's going to be a graphic picture coming up that may upset you. If indeed this will, please turn away.
The BBC says it will not show any footage nor close-up photographs of Saddam. Other networks say they're waiting to see what images emerge before making any decisions. David Folkenflik, NPR News.